afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Sunday Free Psychic Readings with Linus here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. We're so glad that you're joining us today, whether around the world, in the chat room, or on the phone. We're so tickled. So thank you for joining and supporting the show. Our show phone number is 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. Our website is www.theessenceofsuccess.net. That's www.theessenceofsuccess.net. One question per caller, please, so everyone gets an opportunity. You're always welcome to call back into the show with a second question, or third, or fourth. The chat room is always open. Your moderator is normally Miss Nina, but she's not in on Sundays now, so I'm sure whoever, time to time, we will have other guest psychics joining the show to share their experiences and gifts. Excuse me. For more information or to schedule a private reading, go to the website, right side of the page, scroll down to Psychic Readings. Readings are done Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. in the morning to 7 p.m. at night, and we do accommodate your time frame for you folks on the East Coast. And also, let me tell you, we are the cheapest psychic readers of anybody that I know, from Keene, California Psychics or whatever. You can get a question for $25, one question, or if you want a 30-minute reading, it's only $30, just a dollar a minute. Same if you want a one-hour reading, it's $60, $1 a minute. You can't beat those prices. We are I'm pretty sure we're the cheapest that there is as far as in the network of doing readings and costs. So let your friends and people know, okay, we can't be beat. Spread the word, tell your family and friends about our show every Sunday. You just might learn something new. If no one has told you they love you today, well, I do, and I know Miss Nina does too. So I'm going to do birthdays and then a couple of prayers, and we're going to get this show started, huh? Birthdays, happy birthday to Joe McDermott, Kyra Gonzalez, Minnie, my girl from work. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to Joshua Perkins. Happy birthday to Miss Louise Hall, Ronald Mills, and Wilson Edward Reed. Joe Mueller, okay, no relation. I know, I thought that too. Happy birthday to Don Mason, and to the 4th of July birthdays, happy birthday, Pat Collins, my cousin, and happy birthday to Mr. Gallo Williams. I hope y'all have a happy 4th of July. Also, I'd like to welcome guest 250 into the room, into the chat room. Thank you for coming in. All righty, now let's do these prayers. Our highest good is now manifesting in every aspect of our lives. We are filled with love, health, joy, and prosperity. The world is blessed with peace and harmony. We are all one with the highest power and the universe. So be it, our will be done. We release all karmic density from our spiritual, mental, and physical, from our past, our present, and our future lives, and from the earth, moon, and sun, to the collective conscious, in love, thank you. We create this impenetrable shield which blocks and prevents all negative energies from assailing us. So be it, our will be done. Okay. With that, let's have a great show today, y'all. I'm excited, and I'm just in a very happy mood. So let's have a good show today. First caller up, welcome to the show. Area code 509, you're our first caller. Good afternoon to you.
Hi, Ms. Linus. This is Erica. Good afternoon.
Hi, Erica. How are you doing?
I'm also very happy.
Good.
I'm very concerned just recently about my immigration status, and I was wondering when you see my green card or my citizenship going through, My green card expires in October, and we're allowed to submit our application 6 months prior. So I submitted mine 3 months ago. And I haven't, like, I'm still waiting for the fingerprint appointment. My citizenship, I submitted it in August of last year, and I'm still on,
okay.
You know, waiting.
Very good.
So I'm kind of nervous because, you know, once it expires, it's like I'm officially illegally here, you know? So it's a little worried.
Yeah, but you've done the paperwork.
Yeah, but you've done the paperwork
and got it in. They're just, the government's just slow as hell. But, yeah, no, you did good. You've done good, so don't worry about that. I see it as going through. You don't have a problem. It's just a little bit of a delay. But that's government bureaucracy, paperwork. You're not going anywhere. You'll be here. But that's all it is. Everything will go through fine for you. Yeah, you won't have any problems. Yeah.
When do you see them going, or when do you see me getting at least one of them, or which one will go through first? Like, I'm not even sure if I'm allowed to work once my green card expires. So I'm going to call an attorney tomorrow, but I kind of wanted to, like, a time frame, like, you know, because I'm getting just a bit worried.
Okay, well, I'm seeing August and September.
Mm-hmm.
I think August on one and September on the second one. So shortly, because this is July already, so in another month or two. But the angel said August 1st. That was the first thing they told me. And then the second was September.
Oh,
so it's coming up pretty quick. So, yeah, you're going to be fine.
Perfect.
You were proactive, which was good. Good for you, darling. Good for you.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's just a little bit of delay, but it's nothing with you. You're fine. Contact the attorney to make sure that you can work, but I don't see any problems. It's all going to go through.
Yeah.
It's just the bureaucracy.
Oh.
Yeah, just slow as hell.
I was so worried, and I was like, okay, I'm going to, you know, ask my buddy if he'll marry me if I need to do that.
Erica, you're too cute. No,
yeah.
You're going to be fine, honey. Your proactiveness is a blessing, so no, you're fine.
Okay.
You'll be
fine. Thank you for the confirmation.
Yeah, but do, you know, if you just, you don't really need to see an attorney, but just a quick consultation shouldn't cost you anything, you know, that you can continue to work, because it's not that, it's not your fault. The paperwork is in, right? So you're just waiting to hear it back so you can finalize it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Perfect.
All right, girlfriend.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling.
You.
Have a good day. Have a wonderful week, matter of fact. Yes, ma'am.
You too.
Okay. Next call, area code 703. You're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, my name's Andrea. How are you guys?
Oh, doing great. And yourself?
I'm doing awesome, thanks. It's a little hot out here where I live, so it's hot.
Are you in Arizona?
No, I'm in Virginia.
Woo!
Yeah, it's
hot.
Hang
on.
Yeah.
The sun is just leaning on you.
I know, it's humid. It's like 96. I'm sitting in the air conditioning all day. I wasn't even going to leave my house, so...
Well,
okay.
I heard that, girlfriend. I don't blame you. Well, what can I answer for you today, Miss Andrea?
Well, I've been dating this guy for like a month and a half. His name is Edward, and he was recently given a promotion to Chicago, and he accepted it, but I think he's tossing about maybe not going, but he has to let him know tomorrow. Do you think he's still going to go and take this promotion, or is he going to change his mind?
Right down to the last minute, girl. I don't know. I'm asking. They said he's going to get right down to the wire. Yes or no. Yes or no. So he's debating within himself whether or not to go.
Yes, because he has a son out here who's 13.
You know, one of the reasons that he wants to stay is because of you.
Really?
Yeah. That's a factor in his staying. But then money-wise, yeah, it would be conducive for him to go. Money-wise, he would do quite well.
Money's not everything.
You know, he's thinking about the money. He's thinking about his life with you, you know, and what he has there. So I don't know, but they're telling me his decision is going to be right down to the wire, like the 11th hour, as they say, and then he'll decide. So I don't know. You know, like
leave
I said,
he's supposed to leave
money,
Saturday morning.
Money's good. Huh?
He's supposed to leave Saturday, and Wednesday's a holiday. And I said, you can't. You have to let your job by tomorrow. Keep stringing them along and going to this training, and then Friday, the last minute, I'm like, oops, sorry, I'm not going now.
Yeah. Well, he's going to take it down to the wire. he's got a war going on in his head right
he
now.
Does,
you know, should
he
I,
does.
Shouldn't I, shouldn't
Big
I, shouldn't
time.
I, yeah.
I know.
So that's what I'm saying. But his factor to stay there is because of most, well, I won't say mostly, but at least 50% of it is you. You know,
okay,
well,
that's good to know. My man's in love
yeah.
with me, so he says.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not picking up anything bad. He's a good guy. It's just,
yeah.
you know, it's more money, and I don't know if you want to
yeah.
go to Chicago or not, but it's definitely more money for him as far as life. Yeah, it would definitely be a good thing, a choice for him to
I
go.
Told him I really didn't want to go, but if that was the case, I would go, but I really don't want to go. So I said,
yeah.
I don't want to influence you either way.
Yeah. Well, you know, the guy cares a hell of a lot about you, Andrea. You know? So.
Yeah.
He's looking at a future, too. You know, I mean, he's looking at money, but he's looking at a future. If he stays there with you, the relationship could end up long-term and end up maybe in marriage or who knows, you know?
Yeah.
He goes
yeah.
to Chicago. Yes, it's more money. If you guys got married, he'd definitely be able to take care of you with no problems as far as a family, but... You know, yay or nay, it's him. I'm telling you, he's going to take it down to the wire, right down to
okay.
the wire. It could be like,
yeah.
you need to call them in 45 minutes, and he'll be at a quarter of, okay, I guess I'll stay. You know, that's how he's
yeah,
going to be.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
how you know,
I'm,
right down to the wire. Yeah.
I can see that, too. I can definitely see that because he's very impulsive. He took the job without even thinking about it.
Yeah. Well, you put a lot on his mind. You guys got a good relationship going. So I would just say pray about it. That's the only thing I can say. And hopefully whatever decision is the best for all concerned for you and him.
Yeah.
Like I said, I got
I
a feeling that you're going to be going to Chicago. I do.
You know,
I just something in the back of my mind, it's almost like the angels tell me she's going to end up going to Chicago. So I don't know. Like I said, money. You know.
Yeah, I know. It's
yeah.
it's about $80,000 to $90,000 more a year. But if he only goes for 3 months like he plans, it's not really even worth going for another $20,000. I mean, so it we'll have
yeah.
to see. But maybe he'll do some consulting for them in Chicago. That's maybe why he goes or something.
Okay,
because
yeah. Well, like I said, pray about it, honey. You know, and you two communicate
well. I put it to
so.
The universe that he doesn't go. So I mean, I know. I don't want to do the. I don't do the negative to the universe. I just universe, please, just don't make him go.
Oh, I don't blame you, Andrea. You know, when you meet somebody that's good for you in your life, you know, it's
know.
Like, really, God?
Latch
now
on.
You're gonna send him
I
away?
I know,
yeah.
right? Exactly. That's exactly what I said. I'm like, well, I'm happy for you. Oh no, not really.
Yeah,
I hear
you. He's a good guy. Well, honey,
yeah.
I'm going to be praying for you too that things
me
work
too.
Out for the
I'll,
best.
I'll
for
let
both
you know what
you.
Happens.
Please do. Please do.
All right.
And hang
I
in
will.
There
Thanks
and stay
so
with
much.
That guy. He's a good one.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right. Bye.
Have a good week. Bye bye. All right. Our next caller is area code 551. You're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Hey, Linus, how are you?
Fine. What's wrong? Who is this?
This is T.
This is who? D?
Yeah, T.
Oh, okay, D. What's wrong, honey? Oh, my God, I can feel the sadness in my heart. Oh.
Oh, no, it's, well,
what's going on?
Well, let me explain. I wanted to know about my love life because I came
okay.
down here to meet someone, and they just did not show up. So I wanted to know
what's
what was going on with that. And, and
what's his name, girl?
It's Xavier.
Xavier?
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
D. What's his name? Is it Xavier? Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I just want to see if you see something else, because clearly this is not it.
No. Let's see what this guy is up to. That was strong. Okay, y'all know I shoot from the hip, okay? And I feel it the way I see it, the way I hear it. The angels just said, and I know this is below the angels to say this, but I'm going to tell you what they just said. They said, fuck him. So, and I mean, it was strong, as though if you and I were talking and I'd say, girl, that man, forget him, you know? But, I mean, it's just strong right now on me. So, wow. It's like, no. Ooh.
What happened? Like, did...
He is so full of boo-boo. That's what they're telling me. He's a liar. He's a procrastinator. He tries to put on like he's all this and he has so much. Some of that is lies, but he's not even committed to himself to live right, let alone anybody else. He's flaky. He's friggin' flaky. Yeah. No, he's definitely not for you. No doubt about that. No doubt about that. No. D, you're intelligent, you're a good-looking woman, you got it going on. You don't need to settle for no man. Remember, you're a queen.
D.
Like I tell all you women and men, you're queen and king. So act like a queen. He didn't show up or whatever, that's a peasant. He can't be in your crew or on your team.
Yeah.
That's what y'all say. He can't be on your team. No, and I'm sorry that you even spent the money to
I mean, that was for another reason, but it was that was one of them. But I wanted to know if you saw something else.
Call back in. That's the second question. Call back in and I'll answer that one because that's the second question. But the first one, no, with no hesitation. No hesitation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, so call back in, and I'll answer your second question. Okay, thank you. Next caller, area code 937. You're on the line with Lennis. Who's this?
Hi, Lennis. It's Celine.
Celine?
Yeah, with a Z.
S-A-L-I-N-E?
Z-E-L-E-E-N.
Oh, I like that. That's better than the S, Celine. Sounds biblical.
Thank you.
Okay, young lady, how you doing today?
I'm fine. How are you?
Oh, terrific, terrific, honey.
Good.
So what can I answer for
question.
You today, young lady?
I've been with a guy for 6 years, and we were just planning to move in and everything, and he found a house, and then he said he didn't want me to see it because he wants it to be perfect. And but he stopped talking to me just out of the blue. So it's been maybe almost a week now, and he won't return any of my calls or anything like that. So I'm just,
after 6 years, let's find out what's going on. That's strange. What's his first name? That's all I need.
Norvell.
Norvell?
Yes.
N-O-R-V-E-L?
L, yep.
Is that right? Okay.
Yes, two L's.
Okay. Norvell, Zaline. Okay. He's a little hesitant. He feels like this next step is marriage. Would be marriage for you and him to be in this house. Which, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. He's a little bit hesitant. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, it's not another woman. So you don't have to worry about that. But he's hesitant. It's marriage. Something in his mind is telling him when you and him move in this house together that it should be a marriage. It shouldn't be just
yeah.
you two living together. But I'm trying to understand why he's hesitant. He's reluctant, back and back. I guess he's a little scared. But I don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all been together for 6 years. He knows you spiritually, mentally, and physically. What is there? Is he scared of marriage? Is that
no.
what it is?
No, he just told me he wants me to see it, but he wants it to be perfect.
Yeah, but because you guys haven't talked, that bothers me. So I'm feeling the reluctance, and the angels are saying that he just feels like when you guys move in the house, you should be married. It should be marriage. So I don't know. But he's a little hesitant. I almost feel like he's gun-shy about marriage. Was he married before Zaleen?
Yes. Yes, he was.
Oh, okay. Okay. Now, that gives me clarity. Okay. So I understand his reluctance. It's not because of you. I mean, you know, he loves you. That's not the problem. It's him. I guess if he gets married again, he doesn't want to go through the same, I'll just say it, same shit he went through before. He wants this to be, this is it. When you guys get married, you're married till death do you part, you know. So I guess
yeah.
maybe what you need to do is, because you haven't talked to him, tell him to meet you for coffee or maybe cook a dinner. And just tell him, you know, I understand it seems you have some reserves about this house. You're telling me one thing, but I think it's something else. You know, what is it that you truly feel? And I'm telling you, I think it's because he doesn't want to make the same mistake twice.
Okay.
You know, so that's what I'm saying, like, yeah, because he backed off from, he got scared. That's all it is. He got scared. It was like everything was going, yay, and then it was like, I'm getting ready to walk down the aisle. You know how a person do when they get married and they realize,
yeah.
I'm getting ready to sign my life away, you know. Well, I'm not saying
yeah.
he feels that way, but it's like for him, this has got to be it. This has got to be it for him. So you two get married, it ain't going to be no getting on divorce or separating or nothing. It's you two till the
yeah.
day you die. So you Zaleen, you're going to have to talk to him to give him comfort and confidence that it's okay. You know, you understand his reluctance. He's been married before, but you're a different person. You guys have been together all these years. Come on. Do you think I'm going to change
yeah.
now? No. I was Zaleen when you met me, and I'll be Zaleen when, you know, when we get married.
Right.
It's not going to be any different.
Right.
So I guess what I'm asking you to do is to reassure him. It's okay. It's going to be all right. Yeah. Because I feel like
okay.
he's a good guy, and he loves you, and he's scared. He is scared.
Yeah. Okay.
So,
well,
yeah.
thank you.
Yeah, so just talk to him, honey. You don't have to worry about no bunch of drama or nothing like that. No, there ain't none of that going on.
Okay.
So
okay.
just reassure
thank
him.
You.
It's okay. It's me and you, babe.
Okay, we'll do.
All right, let me know, but I'm
yeah,
sure you two
you.
Will be okay. I think
I'll
once you communicate, that'll help him a whole lot. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Have a wonderful week. Thanks for calling. You're listening to Psychic Readings, Free Psychic Readings Sunday with Linus here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. And that phone number is 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. Oh, my God. What's the frequency? How are you doing? Thanks for coming in. There was another person in there. So you guys, we got Heather in the chat room. So if you have any questions, anybody want to be in the chat room, please come on in and Heather will answer your question for you. She's another psychic and very, very good. Okay? Very good. So chat room too. All right. And thank you, Heather, for being here. I appreciate that. Okay, next caller is area code 770.
You're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, Linus. This is Shanika.
Hey, girl. How you doing?
Hey, I'm fine.
Good.
I just had a question. I finished radiation like 3 weeks ago. Now they want me to start on the chemotherapy pills for like 6 months. Do you see me tolerating the pills pretty well?
They're having you go through that, too?
Yeah.
But they're having you do the pills, though, so I guess that's better than the liquid where, you know, they shoot you in your arm every day. Amen to that.
Yeah.
Let me ask the angels. Now, the angels are saying 3 to 4 months.
Okay.
And 4 months top.
Okay.
They're not saying 6 months. Yeah, the angels are saying 3 to 4 months, you should be done. You shouldn't need it for 2 more months.
Okay.
So, yeah, have them check that, Shaniqua, because what they're saying, like, it's a done deal, 3 or 4 months, that's it. You don't need to do the 6 months, but you're done.
So
I think after 3 months, I would check, have them check, like, are you sure I need to go 6 months, maybe 3 months is fine, or, you know, 4 months at the most,
Because I know I go in once a month for, you know, to for them to do my labs and stuff to check to make sure everything
is Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. No, I understand that. You know I understand.
I know.
They're with you.
Yeah.
But because the angels are saying not to go 6 months, that tells me that you're fine. You'll be fine in 3 or 4. If you go to 6 months, it might hurt your body.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like it's overdone. It's fine. Stop at 4. But if you do 2 more months, it's over thing now. It's over accomplishing what it should do. I don't think that would be necessary. In fact, let me just ask Heather right quick. Heather, do you think that Shaniqua, she's going for her chemo and they want to know, I mean, she wants to know that 6 months will she be fine, and the angels are telling me she only needs to go 3 to 4 months and she'll be fine. What are you picking up? Yeah, ask her, see what she says. Okay. I just think that you don't have to go that long.
Yeah.
Oh, she said, make sure that you keep up on your diet. Now, you know you don't do too much sugar while you're going through this, right? You know that.
Yes.
Sugar is against us. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's saying eat all the vegetables you can, fresh if possible, but all the vegetables that you can. And cut out all the processed food, she said. Yeah.
Okay.
Because I had to do that. I had to leave sugar alone. Sugar
aspartame.
Cancer, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, girl, who you telling? I'm a chocoholic. Yeah, I got a Jones for chocolate.
Yes.
That's my drug of choice, but it ain't a good one having had cancer for the chocolate to be my drug of choice, but yeah. And she said also, Shaniqua, she said stay away from nitrates.
Nitrates, okay.
Yeah, in your food, N-I-T-R-A-T-E-S, yeah. Look for that in your food. You want to stay away from that. And she's saying eat blueberries. Oh, yeah, we know that.
Okay, yeah.
Eat all the blueberries you can. Yeah, blueberries are very good.
Okay.
Shoot. Look at her. She's saying, and no bacon, hot dogs, or lunch meat.
Yeah, I have cut out hot dogs and bacon. Yeah, I have cut that out.
Oh, good, good, good. Yeah, I went on that too, and it just was hard. But you know what? After a while, it didn't bother me. But then later on, after a few months had passed, and like you, once I finished everything, and I was like, I need some chocolate. You know, but still, even today, you know, even though I just did my mammogram last month and got the paperwork, I'm clear. So even still, during these 8 years now, I still watch my sugar. You know, like I get those days where I binge. I'll just binge on chocolate. Oh, my God, I want chocolate. And then the next day I could give a damn less. But because that sugar is in my system, I take milk thistle to clean it out of my liver to get that sugar out. Yeah, because your liver will hold sugar, right? So,
Then you crave it.
Yeah, amen. Mm-hmm. So I'll take like three milk thistle pills and like, okay, get in there, clean that mess out. I didn't have my fun now. Mm-hmm. But just while
so
you're
I'll
going
be able to work
it,
and
I wouldn't
stuff
do any sugar
fine
at all.
Yeah.
I'm sorry?
Yeah. I'll be able to work fine going through it with taking these pills and stuff as far as working.
Yeah, but you might, it could be some days you might feel a little weak, you know, tired, and you
right
come in. Not at first, but I see, like, they're telling me midway, so maybe
okay
that's like 3 weeks in or something, or, yeah, that you'll start to feel a little tired. But
okay
that's about it. But, you know, when
okay
you do eat those vegetables and stuff and take your vitamins.
Right.
And did they tell you to take a daily vitamin, woman's vitamin, every day? No, huh?
No, I'm going to ask them about that.
Yeah, you should be doing that because that helps to build your system up. Woman's whatever. I mean, there's some good ones out there, but a woman's vitamin. And what was the other thing? It was something, it was woman's vitamin and something else I had to take. Oh, I think vitamin C. But, yeah, I
okay
did because I smoke cigarettes.
Mm-hmm.
So
okay
that's why. Yeah, I had to take the vitamin C, too. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So I guess you're going to be fine. You should be able to go to work with no problem.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
She said, meditate and watch
you
happy movies. Just take
yes
it easy. Yeah, yeah,
okay
yeah. She is. You go to work and come home, and, yeah, on the days that you have that, just, whew, you know, put your feet up. Just come in, put
okay
your feet up and snack on some vegetables or something. Yeah.
Okay.
But you'll be okay. You'll be okay. But do ask. After 3 months, ask. Because, like
okay
I said, the angels don't see you doing it for no 6 months. No.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
Well,
thank
you
for calling.
Okay.
You're welcome. Have a
bye
good day. Have a good week, matter of fact. Yeah. Okay, area code. Oh, here we go. Area code 518, you're on the line with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, this is Linda. How are you?
Hi, Linda. Doing great. And yourself?
I'm good. I'm hot. But it's all good. We got a heat wave going on.
Are you back
here
on the East Coast?
I'm sorry?
Are you back there on the East Coast, too?
Yes, yes. East
yeah
Coast, and they say 7 days supposed to be hot. So.
Ooh, keep your water bottle with you so you can stay fluid.
I know. We're doing the best we can. It's been rainy, so it's okay. It's all good.
Well, just don't let them turn you into a crispy critter, okay? Because then it's way too hot.
I must have sweated like for at least 10 pounds today.
Bless your heart.
All right. I just want to know if there's anything I should be focusing on, any messages coming from anybody, angel, mother, somebody.
You know what? Right away, the angels are telling me, why don't you ask for help?
Oh!
I don't know what that means, but they just said, why don't you ask for help? You understand that, right? I know you do because I don't.
Yeah.
Okay. That was the first thing that just came right out. Because we usually ask to be more specific give you information and it just put it out there scattered. But that was the first thing that Angel said was, why aren't you asking for help? So evidently somebody would help you in whatever it is that you need or desire or want.
Okay.
They said, who is this? They said you flipped some guy off and their angels are laughing. They say, and continue to flip him off.
Really?
I don't know who that is. They're not giving me a name. Yeah, they said whoever that you flipped off, continue to flip him off. Like you don't need him in your world.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't
who
know
that
what
is,
that means.
But...
okay.
I don't know who
mathematics is not your strong suit, correct?
No. No. Mm-mm.
Okay, then are you looking, are you in a job with mathematics? Because I don't know why they're telling me this. Okay. They're just saying mathematics is not your strong suit, to have somebody help you sometimes for that. I don't know if that has to do with bills or scholarships or grants, whatever that you're doing, but it's saying that, you know, get somebody help you. Who's this cute little girl? Oh, my God. She is just cute as she want to be. You have a daughter?
No.
Okay, maybe she's your niece, but she is so cute, and the angels are telling me that she could be in shows. I don't know, like TV or film, or I don't know, but they're just saying this little girl could be in shows. She is just so cute. She's like about 3 years old.
Okay.
So I don't know, you have a niece, nieces, or great maybe niece. A close friend?
Four. Yeah, great niece.
Okay.
Four. Yeah, she's the best.
Oh. Okay, well, they're just saying
way.
That. Okay. Well, they're just saying that she could be on a show because she's just good. She's cute and, I guess, good in what she does. Anything else, angels? No, that's it.
All right.
Yeah, that's it, Linda. So whoever you flipped off, now, maybe you might not have gave him the finger. Maybe you might have told him, you know, forget you or whatever. Or whatever, as y'all young people say. But anyway, they're saying continue. In other words, don't be bothered with that guy. Continue on. And
I sure will.
Your niece
I
should be in the
show. I haven't heard from him in a while, but, yeah, he's a waste of anybody's
okay.
time.
Okay. Well, that's
right.
about
Thanks
it, girlfriend.
Uh-huh.
You are welcome.
Okay.
Give us a call. Let us know how you're doing from time to time, okay?
I sure will. I'll try to catch you on a Monday sometime, too.
Every Sunday at 3 o'clock, and we're also on tomorrow night at 6.
Oh, 6. Okay, and that's 6
o'clock
your
time. 6 in the evening
time.
On Monday. Yeah, Monday night. Yeah, 6 o'clock Pacific time. Which you're
okay,
on the East
so
Coast
that would
be
9.
Nine.
All the time. Okay. All right, then. Be blessed.
You too, and have a wonderful week, young lady. All right. Area code 551. You're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, Linus. This is T calling in for the second question.
Is this T?
Yes.
Is that right? Oh, okay. Well, how you
yeah.
doing, T? Ain't heard from you in a while, girl. You doing all right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just, I was calling about Facebook and what you see.
About a guy? Okay, what's his first name?
No, anything new coming in.
Oh, anything new coming in. Oh, is there anything I can, like, focus to tell the angels to focus on? Like romance,
no,
career, job?
No, just romance.
Romance, okay. All right. Romance. T, the angels are telling me there was a tall guy, kind of thick, that gave you a headache. They're saying don't let him back in your life. The angel said don't let him back in your life. It'll be bad news. I just see that he's tall and he's thick. Okay. Somebody from your past. But anyway, did you say
his name Alex?
Alex? Is that the name?
Yes.
Okay. Yes, he's one, but it's another one. He's one, too, but it's another guy. You may try and get back in your good graces. And they're saying, no, don't do it. Don't do
maybe
it.
Maybe Morris? I think it's his name, Morris?
That feels like it. Yep. Warren.
Morris, like Morris.
Oh, Morris. Okay. I'm not getting nothing on him, just blank slate. Nothing
okay.
coming up.
Yeah, because I wanted to know, because I don't know what, I'm ready for something new, but not sure, you know, when it's coming.
You want to know what's coming? Say it again. I'm sorry.
Yeah, like a new romantic.
When is the romance coming?
Yeah.
T, you're talking so cryptic today. You must be around somebody. You can't really talk.
No. I got this new. I got these new headphones. So.
Oh, okay. Because you just sounded so cryptic.
Can you hear me now? Yeah.
There's one guy that's coming along, and this is funny. The angel said he will nickel and dime you to death, which means he's a cheap mofo. So just to let you know, if it's a guy that you go out with and he's like, well, how much does this cost and that cost? You know, that's like nickel and dime. You're like, why am I even out with you?
Somebody got some. Yeah.
Okay. Well, anyway, yeah. They're like,
yeah.
Nope.
Yeah, I don't even take him serious. I know who exactly they're talking about.
Okay, thank you for the validation. Who else, angels? You know what? There's a white guy. Now, this is funny because he reminds you. Do you ever watch that show Power? Have you ever seen that show
Tommy.
On Stars called Power?
Yeah.
You know the white guy on there, Tommy?
Yeah.
The one that plays Tommy? Okay. The angels are showing me a Tommy is coming to you. And he's going to be talking a lot of smack, just like a brother. And he's got money. I don't know. Woo.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Hold up. Now you got my
because I'm asking, is he a player? Is he a player, angel? No. No, he's not a player. But something about you struck him like, bam. And he was on you like white on rice, and I ain't trying to be funny because he's white, but he is on you. But he reminds you his personality of Tommy. That's what they're telling me. If you watch that show, his personality will remind you know, like a bad boy, but he's good type of thing. Okay.
Yeah.
You're going to meet this guy in a couple of weeks real quick here. Real quick.
Okay.
And I don't need to tell you to watch out for him because he's going to walk up on you. He's going to walk up on you and just start talking. Yeah. So remember, he's a white guy. And he's tall. He's probably about 5'11 or 6'1". I'm sorry?
Is this like a friendship or is this?
It's up to you. I mean, the guy is all over you. It's up to you. I'm not picking up anything bad. Like I said, he's he talks to you. You almost think instead of a white guy that you're talking to a brother because he macks so hard. I mean, the brother got game. I mean, the white guy got game. I ain't going to lie. He's got game. But his heart is good. He's got a good heart. So, yeah, I'd tell you give him a chance, but you're going to meet him in 2 weeks, and it will be by a fluke. It won't be like you're introduced to him or he's introduced to you. It'll be a fluke. So when you do...
Mm-hmm.
When you see him, think of Tommy off of Power, and that's him.
Okay.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, this should be interesting.
Let me know, T, but I see him coming, and he's coming strong. I mean, I don't know what it is, whew, what you got on you, but girl, good Lord Almighty, he is all up in your grill. Yeah, he is. He's all up in your grill, so... God bless, girl. Please call me back because I sure want to know what happens in 2 weeks. Okay, T. I love you and have a good week, okay?
Love me too. You too.
All right. You're listening to Free Psychic Sunday Psychic Readings with Linus here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. That phone number is 646-727-2914, 646-727-2914. Now, the chat room is open, always is, but we have Heather, one of our psychic friends with gifts. I mean, we're just glad that she's there. So if you guys go to the chat room, you don't want to talk to me on the phone, Heather is in there to ask, you know, answer your questions. She's very good psychic, very good. Okay. Next call, area code 770. You're on the air with Linus. Who's this? Hello? Okay, I guess this is somebody want to listen. That's okay. That's all right. Okay, next call, area code 225. You're on the air with Linus. Who's this? Hello? 225, you're on the air. 225, do you want to talk? Hello? 225. Do you want to talk? Is something wrong? Okay, I'll just put you on listen. Oh, well. Let's put her on a listen. Well, anyway, you know what? Since we have a break, I got lines open, everybody. So if you want to call in, the lines are open and the chat room is open. Heather's in the chat room. And, of course, you got me on the phone. So call in. The lines are open. Okay, so in between, let me read the prayer for a mate, partner for you guys. I love this. Okay, so we desire, this is for a mate now. We desire a partner who revels in being partner with us, who sees us as a treasure, and who challenges us to be a better woman or man, who stimulates our mind, our body, and souls with his or her character, integrity, honor, sincerity, and above all, his or her love. We invite a lover who is our intellectual, spiritual, social, cultural, mental, emotional, and sexual equal, who is available to love and be loved. We create this reality with our attentions, with the belief that we are in fact deserving and believe that of having a partner with integrity, who has dealt with his or her issues and is working on him or herself and sees in us something to be treasured and adored. We draw this person to us by being our most authentic self, by honoring that we are profoundly lovable, again, that we are profoundly lovable, and by accepting and understanding just how special and unique we are, and not settling for someone who is not our equal. We invite real, true, deep, abiding love into our lives. So be it, our will be done. Ha ha, good prayer. I hope you listen to those words, folks, as you're looking for romance or in a relationship, that some of those areas have been met in your life. Okay. Area code 770. Did you want to ask a question or you just want to listen? Okay. Let me go back. Area code 225. You're on the air with Linus. Who's this? Hello. Okay. Put you on hold. Anyway, that was my extent of prayers for today. So, anyway, I've enjoyed the show today, y'all, and I thank you. I guess I'll start to close it out since there's no more callers calling in.
get the music started. Anyway, I want to thank Heather. I want to thank everybody for joining us around the world in the chat room or on the phone. And I personally want to thank Heather for coming in today. You are such a treat and a dear. And I just love you so much for coming in. That's so kind of you to share your gift. Also, I want to thank everybody that called in on the phone. It was my pleasure and my honor to help you. And I hope everybody has a good week. Oh, I forgot to tell you guys. Whoa, if everybody's still listening to the show, the new moon is on the 12th. I forgot to do this at the beginning of the show. Woo-woo. Anyway, the new moon is on the 12th, and the full moon is on the 27th. Okay, and we will be starting Mercury retrograde. I know, I'm sorry. I know you guys are probably like, what the hell? Sorry, but Mercury retrograde begins the 26th of this month through August the 18th. You know, we do it for 3 weeks. And also during that time, I'm sorry, y'all, we got 6 planets that are retrograde. So you know what that means. Hold on, because it's going to be a bumpy ride coming the middle of July into August. So just, you know, watch your words. Like I always say, remember Mercury retrograde, you can have problems in communication, problems with your vehicles, problems with your internet. So take all these things and aspects and just kind of go with the flow. Don't get too upset. Watch your communication skills, okay? All right, well, thank you, everybody, for joining the show today. And if no one's told you they love you, well, I do. And thank you. See you tomorrow night. Don't forget, we're back on tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. Okay.